U.S. hospitals have seen a record number of cyber attacks during the pandemic. Getting hacked can cost a hospital millions of dollars and put patients' lives at risk. SideFX Public Media's Farah Yousri takes us inside one Midwest hospital that's still reeling after an attack in 2021.
Hundreds of pregnant women and newborn babies get care here at the obstetrics unit of Johnson Memorial Health in Central Indiana.
Going on, so we need to go into the room and make sure the baby's heart rate, you know, is tracing well.
These days, it's a smooth operation, thanks to the many experienced nurses running the show. But this hospital was thrust into a nightmare a year and a half ago. Stacey Hummel manages the obstetrics unit.
I got a call Saturday morning at like 5. Did you know that our computers went down? And I'm like, no, I didn't.
And that was because of a cyber attack. Hummel couldn't order labs or receive results for her patients. The hackers left a message on the hospital's servers asking for a $3 million ransom. Hospital leaders were advised by cybersecurity experts not to pay the ransom and to limit the hackers' access to critical systems. So the entire hospital went dark. Hummel, who's been a nurse for 24 years, says navigating the cyber attack was the hardest time of her career, even worse than COVID.
You know, we're like sitting here, I hope the fetal monitors don't shut down. I hope they don't shut down. And then they did.
The staff could no longer use computers to easily monitor the vitals of women in labor and their fetuses. That meant critical data points, like dangerously low heart rates and high blood pressure, could go unnoticed.
But once that happened, we had to station a nurse in every single room. So staffing was a nightmare because you had to stand there and watch the monitor. We couldn't watch it out at the desk.
Hummel points me to another room where nurses struggled with a patient in labor.
And that was a refugee from Afghanistan.
She tells me the woman did not speak English.
We had no way to communicate with them because our language line is on the iPad.
Oh, wow.
So people were using their personal cell phones to Google Translate with this Afghan refugee who's in labor. So it was very difficult.
Other hospital departments saw similar scenarios. For example, the ER, for weeks, had to divert ambulances with sick patients to other hospitals. John Rigi is the National Cybersecurity and Risk Advisor at the American Hospital Association. He says ransomware attacks like this are top of mind for hospital leaders everywhere.
We've had cyber attacks impacting direct attacks on hospitals, then resulting in the impact of other hospitals, probably affecting over 250 hospitals just last year.
Studies suggest that a cyber attack could cost the hospital more than $10 million. Patient complications may also increase following an incident. These scenarios are especially crippling when they hit smaller hospitals. One in rural Illinois said a cyber attack was partly why it shut down its ER and ICU and stopped surgeries this January. It took nearly 6 months for Johnson Memorial in Indiana to get up and running again, but the hospital is still dealing with the fallout. The hospital had to beef up staffing levels, which hiked operational costs. With computers down, they couldn't bill for services, so revenue went down. Most hospitals have insurance to protect them against cyber attacks, but they can still be on the hook for millions of dollars. Here's CEO Dr. David Dunkel.
It's tough. I mean, you know, that was a huge financial hit to the organization in 2021. Here we are in 2023, and our claim has still not been processed.
And their cyber insurance premium more than doubled. Dunkel says his hospital, like many others, has been doing more to train staff and invest in resilient cybersecurity systems. But he still worries about when and where the next attack might hit. Farah Yousri, SideFX Public Media.
SideFX Public Media is a regional news collaboration focused on public health.